People of the world, welcome to the VGM Fight Club. Welcome once again to the VGM Fight Club, a VGM podcast where I take a topic, I take two people from the VGM podcast community, or VGM podcasters, make them each make a playlist on that topic, and then I pit those playlists against each other, where you, the people, vote to see who has the better taste in music. I am, once again, your commissioner, The Last Recon, and ladies and gentlemen, people, this is the Money in the Bank match. That's right, we're finally doing the Razor Ramon appreciation match. I am so sorry it's taken me a good bit to get here. Had a lot of crazy stuff happen over the past couple of days. So I'm just now getting around to getting this episode recorded. So I thank you all for your patience. So essentially, originally I wanted to have at least six competitors enter in this match. Unfortunately, I could only do five. Two of the competitors did not get tracks to meet within time. So I had to make do with what I had. So this episode might be a little bit shorter than normal, but I've looked over the tracks people have submitted, and I have two really great bonus tracks that came out of nowhere that recently came across my, it came across my desk, so to say, and, I think you guys will enjoy those. But that being said, a few top of the show notes, I am almost done beating Elden Ring. Yes, finally beat Melania, just beat the Fire Giant last night. Make my way through. Later tonight, I will also be recording the second episode of the Uematsuplex podcast with Jesse By God Moore and also special guest John J. Gangsta Harrington, both of Game That Tune. We will be discussing the month in wrestling following after WrestleMania and Backlash all the way to Double or Nothing, which aired yesterday. So, tune in for that. Other than that, I don't think there's much else to say. So, you know what? We'll just go ahead and get into music. Now, today's episode will be done a bit differently, okay? It's only going to be two rounds, okay? So, there's five contestants, and each contestant chose two tracks apiece. So, round one will consist of the first five tracks that each contestant picked. Round two will consist of the second five tracks. Now, how this will work is this. You, the people, can vote for however many tracks you want to vote. And what I will do is, every day or every other day, whichever track has the least amount of votes will be dropped out of the running. Okay? Whichever tracks have the most votes by the end of, and I'll figure out what date that will be, that person that chose those tracks will be the winner. In the event of a tiebreaker, I will figure something out. Okay? But other than that, that's how this is going to go. So, you people will vote for whatever tracks you feel that you like the most, vote for as many tracks as you want. Whichever tracks has the most votes, whichever ones have the least votes will be deleted, or erased, or dropped out. Until we have, basically a top three, top two tracks. And then we'll have a certain time period to see how that goes, and we'll go from there. Okay? So, that being said. So, there's no particular order in how these tracks will go. But I will not reveal the names of the opponents. The only people that know whose tracks are whose are the people who chose the tracks and myself. Okay? But I will tell you that the opponents in each match, and I will not tell you who picked what, but I will just mention who the opponents are in this Money in the Bank match. We have Jesse By God Moore, represent of Game That Tune. We have Rage Cage of the VG Emporium, fresh off his draw against the VGM Fight Club champion, Bedroth. We have former VGM Fight Club champion, Muddled Madness, Prof. Jeff, and myself. So, I'm going to just go ahead and start with the tracks. Let's see. So, first track of the night is from the game Wild Arms. And this is called Lone Bird in the Shire, also known as Roddy's Theme. This one's composed by Michiko Naruka. So, first track of round one. Here we go. Okay, we are back. That was Lone Bird in the Shire, Roddy's Theme from the game Wild Arms, composed by Michiko Naruka. So, I've played Wild Arms 2. That's the only Wild Arms I've played. I've not played 1, 3, or X, I believe. I think there was a Wild Arms 4 as well. This is a series, honestly, in my opinion, definitely needs a reboot. Like, you know, we got all these mono remakes, and that's another thing I wanted to say. Not every game needs a remake. A reboot, yes, are a new addition to the series, but we don't essentially need remakes. Some people like them, they're great, but honestly, I'd rather see something new in the series, okay? Like, that's just me, okay? Maybe I'm different, I don't know. But I did enjoy Wild Arms 2. It's one of my favorite JRPGs of all time. If not, I say it was one of the last ones I played before a couple of years back, because after that, my love for JRPGs just kind of went out the window. But then again, that also had to do with the fact of I was working more and just didn't have the time. So, yeah. But anyway, all right. So the second track for round one comes from a game called Great Sluggers, which I'm going to assume is a baseball game. I'll look into this. The track is called Season Off Ending Theme, which is composed by Takayuki Ishikawa. Alright, we are back. That was Season Off, ending theme from the game Great Sluggers, composed by Takayuki Ishikawa. Now, let's see. I had a situation in my kitchen, so I didn't get to look up what I was trying to find. So, one moment. Great Sluggers. Looks like this is an arcade baseball game. Yep, an arcade baseball game. Okay. So, I was right. It is a baseball game. I gotta be honest, this sounds very, Sega-like. Kinda reminds me of, what's it called? I think it's Aquatic Ruins from Sonic the Hedgehog 2. That's the vibe I'm getting from this, like, in terms of the sound. But anyway, great track. Now, third pick for round one. It's a remix, a metal cover, if you will, of the track Scars of Time from the game Chrono Cross, originally composed by Yasunori Mitsuda, but this is a cover done by Richard E.B. Thank you. Okay, we're back. That was Scars of Time, metal cover, from the game Chrono Cross. Originally composed by Yasunori Mitsuda, with the cover being done by Richard E.B. Now, I know recently Chrono Cross got a re-release, because for the longest time, the only way you could play it was on the PlayStation, original PlayStation, and on, I think, the PS3 through the PlayStation Store. So there was most recent re-release. I don't know if I've heard any good or bad things about it. I know, for the most part, lately, most iconic games that get re-releases, they don't really just... The soundtracks don't be sounding that great. At least that's what I hear from fans of the original version of the game. So, you know, you never know. So, let's see. Fourth track for round one comes from a game, Go-Go Hyper Grind. The track is called DRA Spring, also known as Haunted House. The original composer is Yuki Nakagawa. DRA Spring, also known as Haunted House, from the game Go-Go Hyper Grind, composed by Yuki Nakagawa. Now, this game came out on the GameCube some years ago, and if I'm correct, from the research I found, this was originally, the artist for this game was the same studio that did Ren and Stimpy, so, and you can kind of see some of the similarities in the cover art of the game. It looks like, oh, this was a skateboarding game with cel-shaded skateboard game with cartoon characters. So let's see. I hate commercials on YouTube. This is wow. It's basically Tony Hawk. It's a skateboarding game. Like, I thought this was something else. But, like, yeah. So, this definitely flew under my radar. So, regardless, it looks like a fun game. This was a good track. So, Now, the last track around one. Well, it's iconic. There's not much else you can say about it. Like, when this was submitted, I was like, well, not much I can say about this. But, I'm going to play the track, and well, as soon as the first chord hits, you're going to know what it is. So here's this legendary track. Mortal Kombat theme
from
Mortal Kombat, composed by Benjamin Walfish. Now, granted, this is the theme that was used for the movie. It's basically a remix of the original theme for the game and used in the movie and thus used for the series from here on out. Like, this... Man, what can you say about this track? I mean, I'm a huge fan of Mortal Kombat. Like, I love Street Fighter, I love Mortal Kombat. I know a lot of people go back and forth. Oh, which one's better? I like both. I don't think one's better than the other. Granted, one... Alright, so if you go back to Street Fighter 2, okay? It basically set the bar for, like, this is a fighting game, this is what fighting games should be. It revolutionized fighting games in general. Then the first Mortal Kombat, you know, it was its own thing. It was different. Because after Street Fighter, you had all these different clones coming out. Like, geez, I could, like, make a list of games that ripped off of Street Fighter. Case in point. There is a Double Dragon fighting game called Double Dragon 5, The Shadow Falls. And honestly, this game is actually based off of the cartoon series. So, oh god. I think the only thing that's similar to Mortal Kombat would be Killer Instinct, which to this day, I still say, how come we haven't had Mortal Kombat versus Killer Instinct? We have MK versus DC and... Yeah, we're gonna leave it at that. Okay, but regardless, great track. So now we're gonna move into the second round of this episode. Okay? So, again, I will be going in the order in which the tracks were submitted. And let's see. First track is going to be from the Batman NES game based on the 1989 Batman movie. Track is called Stage 1 and is composed by Jonathan Dunn. Stage 1 from the game Batman NES, composed by Jonathan Dunn. And I gotta tell you, man, there is just something about that NES sound. It is so perfect, so great, so wonderful. At the same time while I'm recording this, I'm also watching AEW Double or Nothing 2022. And I came to this realization just now. Samoa Joe's moveset, you could easily create Samoa Joe on No Mercy. Because his moveset is reminiscent of some of the moves that's used in WWF No Mercy. Although, I know I'm not talking about the Batman game, like, and I should. But regardless, something I do find interesting. There's people who play, like, No Mercy still to this day. And they make updated wrestlers. They make creative wrestlers of current wrestlers in this day and age. Like, Google it. Like, it's crazy. Like, and they even give you, like, you know, what to use and what, you know, configurations and things like that to make them look like the current wrestlers. And they even include movesets and stuff. It's great. It's great. But anyway, so the Batman Nintendo game. You know, oddly enough, I've only played this once. I've never actually sat and played this to beginning to end. And I actually never owned this game. I know when I was younger... as a kid, our Nintendo, my dad had a friend who had a bunch of Nintendo games, and they would let us borrow it. I know they had this game, but I never borrowed it. The games I played more than anything that we borrowed from him was Super Mario Bros. 3, RoboCop, and a G.I. Joe game, which is crazy, because I really need to go look up gameplay footage, because there's things about that game I forget, and I think I made it pretty far in that game as a young kid. So, anyway, moving on to the second track of round two. This is from a game that, like, when I first heard, like, when this track was submitted, I was like, I don't know what this is. I went and looked it up, and man, you know, we'll discuss it when we get back. This is from the game Rusty for the PC Engine 98. The track is called Watergate, round six, and this is composed by Kenichi Arakawa, Masahiro Kajihara, and Ryu Takami. Watergate, round six, from the game Rusty, composed by Kenichi Arakawa, Masahiro Kajihara, and Ryu Takami. So, when this track got first submitted, I was like, what is this? There's a game called Rusty? Like, is this a current game or something? So I went and looked it up. No, this is a game that was released on the PC Engine 98. I don't believe it was ever released stateside, which is a shame, but then again, after looking at some of the gameplay footage, I can understand why. So, you control a character who is scantily clad and plays similar to, like, Castlevania. And some of the bosses, like, the first boss was a woman riding a dragon that appeared to be topless. So, of course, Western, you know, the Japanese probably figured the Western audiences would probably frown upon this because, you know, censorship and all that goodness. But regardless, this looks like a dope game, and I hope to see, like, a port or something to, like, the Switch or something else. Like, you know, that'd be great if we could get a bunch of PC Engine 98 games on the Switch, like, through the eShop or something. So, yeah, so, either way. Alright, we're going to move on to the third pick of the night for round two. And this comes from the game, and John Harrington will love this, Metal Gear Solid. The track is called The Best Is Yet to Come. It's composed by Kazuki Muraka, Hiroyuki Toga, Takanari Ishiyama, Lee Jiam Young, Maki Kirioka.
Thank you.
And we're back. That was The Best Is Yet to Come from the game Metal Gear Solid. Composed by Kazuki Muraoka, Hiroyuki Toka, Takanari Ishiyama, Lee Jiamyung, Maki Kirioka. You know, I was saying earlier about how we don't need remakes, like just new additions to the franchise. And I know why this will never happen for this, which is sad. I'm sure there's a lot of people out there that would like a Metal Gear Solid remake. Well, not even essentially a remake, maybe just a, well, yeah, you know, a remake, but with, you know, updated graphics, things like that. You know, I know a lot of people would love that, okay? Just a lot of people would, and I know this for a fact, but, this is not gonna happen because of Konami and what they did to Kojima, and, you know, yeah. That's a story for another day. You know, maybe I'll make that a Fighters Lounge episode. You know, controversial issues in gaming. So, anyway, on to the fourth pick of the second round from a game that a lot of people I know, myself included, love. This is from the game The Legend of Zelda: Ocarina of Time, and this is the Song of Storms remix. Originally composed by Koji Kondo, the remix is done by Kaleptic. So, hopefully, we all enjoy. Song of Storms remix from the game The Legend of Zelda Ocarina of Time, originally composed by Koji Kondo, the remix being by Kaleptic. You know, one thing I love about doing this show is getting to listen to all these awesome remixes and covers and arrangements of classic songs, and this is one of them. I would love to see this played at MAGFest, at like the club at night or something like that, just, or in the, what do they call it, the jam space, over where they do the concerts. So, just, wow, just, oh, so good. Like, you know, I say this. So, I had a coworker who, the other day, he was like, to him, the greatest game of all time is The Legend of Zelda. I'm like, okay, but do you mean as a series or the game? Because the first, you know, are we talking about the first one? Talking about, you know, two? What are we talking about here? And, you know, he just, his opinion is The Legend of Zelda is the greatest series of all time. And, you know, that's his opinion. I'm not going to argue against that. It is one of the greats, but I don't know if it's the greatest of all time. Like, someone asked me, well, what do I feel like is the best video game series of all time? I had to sit there and think real quick. What's something that I always play or get every time a new one comes out? And the answer I came up with was Pokemon. You know, just that for me, I guess that would be Pokemon to me. Because every time a new game in the main series comes out, I usually get it. I mean, I haven't got Legends Arceus, and I'm not. There's a couple others I don't get. I do have new Pokemon Snap, which I haven't played. And I really should, because I've had it for about a year. And I haven't even got past the tutorial. Oh, I'm terrible. But regardless, I don't play Pokemon Unite. I know it's free, but nah, screw that game. Just, no, nah, I'm good. No. I don't like MOBAs. That's just me. But regardless, man, just, this was a great track. So, we're on to our last track of the second round and of the night. So, yes, there's no sudden death this episode, people, because it's a special episode. So, this is a track that I believe, if I'm correct, I heard this on another podcast. And I believe it was Rhythm and Pixels. So, when it came across and was submitted, I was like, wait, I know this track. This is a battle theme from the game Record of Ogryst War Marriage with one R. There is no composer. I couldn't find a composer. So either way, here's the track. All right, we're back. That was Battle Theme from the game Record of Ogre's War Marriage. And again, I have no composer, and that's the last track of the night. That's going to do it. Again, I know this was a bit of a short episode. I do apologize. Some people prefer those things. So, you know, maybe you guys like this format a bit better. Not every show is going to be short, but, you know, when you're doing it by yourself, hey. I do want to say, so let me state out the rules for this one more time. So, everybody can vote for as many tracks as they want, okay, for rounds one and two, okay? If you want to vote for every track of round one, cool. If you want to vote for every track of round two, cool. If you just want to vote for whatever tracks you like, you know, basically vote for what you like, okay? That is the whole purpose of this show, voting for what you think sounds good, okay? So if multiple tracks in a round sounds good, then hey, vote for multiple tracks. If it only one of them sounds good to you, then only vote for that track. So how this will work, as I stated, is each track will, you know, after, let's say, all right, I'm posting this today. So I'm going to go ahead and let this run all the way to the 6th. Okay. So by Tuesday, depending on, like, I will give it to, like, actually, by Thursday, depending on how many, you know, votes have been or how many times the show has been listened to, I will go ahead and I will eliminate whatever tracks have the lowest votes. If multiple tracks have the lowest vote has, you know, the same amount, like, let's say, like, there's multiple tracks with, like, one vote, okay, then those will be eliminated over the tracks that have, like, two or three votes. If a track has no votes, it gets eliminated, obviously. Then by, let's see, Saturday, I'll repeat the process again till the 6th, in which then case I will then go about weeding out the finals, okay? And if we come to a tie, I will have a solution for that as well. Anyway, so that being said, now, for those of you wondering how's the Money in the Bank contract going to work, so work the same way it does in WWE. It's quite simple. Whoever wins the briefcase, okay, they can cash in at any time during the season. You know, if it's the off season, they'll have to wait till the new season begins. And they get to choose the topic. They get to choose the topic of the show. Okay? So that's how this works. They get to choose the topic and they get to pick when they want to have, you know, when they want to have the match. If they want to be episode one, it could be episode one. If they want to be episode two, episode two. So on and so forth. Okay? If, you know, it's entirely up to them. All right? Also, the Money in the Bank briefcase does not only include the VGM Fight Club Championship. It can also be cashed in for the VGM Fight Club Tag Team Championships. However, that being said, you will need a tag team partner. Now, no one has challenged Team Game That Tune for the Tag Championships yet this season. Okay, so, I mean, they're undefeated. Like, Game That Tune, like, they're undefeated. They've won both war games. Like, can anyone stop this? They are the undisputed era of the VGM Fight Club, you know. But regardless, I love you guys. Also, I'm going to give a shout out to Alex the Messenger over at VGM Journey. 100 episodes. Man, I can't wait for episode 200. Anyway, so we're going to go ahead and that's going to be the show for tonight. I do have two bonus tracks for you guys, which I'll mention at the end of this little rant. Shout out, like I said, to Team Game That Tune, Alex over at VGM Journey, Robert Purnell at Rhythm and Pixels, Rage Cage at VGM Emporium, Bedroth and Shukapow at Very Good Music, a VGM podcast, Ed Wilson at VG Embassy, Triple Hammock at KVGM The Last Wave, anyone else I forgot? Volt Supreme at Volt Supreme Synth Stream Dream Stream. Yeah, I almost had it, but anyway, Bolts. Gotta get him on the show sometime too, man. It's been a while. And anyone else, again, I'm sorry, but, you know, thank you to everyone that listens. Lately, I have been listening to the Dungeons and Daddies podcast. It is hilarious. Don't listen to it around kids, but it is hilarious. Okay, it is my new addiction at this point. If I'm not listening to VGM podcast, I'm listening to Dungeons and Daddies. Oh, God, just, it is my newest addiction. It's a podcast. It's a D&D podcast with dads, and it's full of dad jokes, and it is great. So anyway, just thank you to everyone that listens. As always, you can contact me at vgmfightclub@hotmail.com or go to Discord. That'll be in the notes. Shout out to our sponsors, The Mindset Chick and When Killers Get Caught Podcast. Also, as always, I will be putting the link for David's Kids Amazon list. This is a list that a friend of mine's, David, does. He's a guidance counselor at a middle school, and he helps kids that, you know, don't have stable homes. Basically, they're like bouncing from house to house because they don't have a stable home life. So on the weekends when they, you know, are at relatives or someone else's house, they're able to get food and stuff. So the list has stuff on there where the kids can get food, hygiene products, feminine hygiene products for the, you know, young girls. Anyone that can help, any little bit you can help is appreciated. You know, just this, you know, this man's doing the best he can for these kids, and he was paying for a lot of this out of pocket. So, you know, if you buy the stuff, it'll get shipped to him. He will make sure it gets into the hands of the kids. You know, so again, thank you to anyone that helps with that. Other than that, that's going to be about it. So the two bonus tracks. I came across a gentleman who does covers of certain songs named Peyton Parrish. And he had two covers of Disney songs, which I think we're all going to enjoy. The first, and you know, seeing as it's close to Father's Day, I think these songs like really, you know, hit home for this. So the first song is called, it's a cover of his, of I Will Go the Distance from, you know, Disney's Hercules. The second one is I'll Make a Man Out of You from Disney's Mulan. So anyway, as always, I am The Last Recon. This has been VGM Fight Club. And in the words of Kenny Omega, thank you and good night. And as always, Wu-Tang forever. You guys have a good day. Well, people, you people have a good day. Oh, one last thing I forgot to mention. The whole purpose of this episode was, even though it's coming real late, was a tribute to the late, great Scott Hall, who passed away, I believe, like 2 months ago. You know, original member of the NWO, Intercontinental Champion, one of the greatest ladder matches ever against Shawn Michaels. You know, like, man, he was just a great guy. His gimmick was, you know, the bad guy. You know, and just, you know, we all love and miss him, you know, and, you know, just, I thought this be a good, you know, like I said, a good way of honoring him. So, again, like, you know, and I really don't want to talk about this on the show, but the tragedy that happened in Texas. This is all I'm going to say. I think it is terrible that we live in a day and age where our children aren't even safe in school. Like, I have 3 young boys. 2 of them live in Florida with their mother. And I fear all the time about something like this. And it makes people want to consider doing homeschooling and things like that. And just, it's terrible that we cannot even send our children to get an education without fear of their lives being in danger. Children, mind you, children. So with that being said, and Father's Day being around the corner, and this being Memorial Day, if you haven't talked to a loved one in a while, I don't care what the beef is, I don't care what the issue is, just send them a text or leave them a voicemail and just let them know that you love them. That's it. You know, you don't have to make nicey nice or whatever, but just let them know, because if one thing has been prevalent over the past couple of months and these past 3 years with the pandemic and everything, life isn't, life ain't guaranteed. It's not. You know, like, you don't know when's your last chance you're going to be able to say goodbye to somebody or talk to them or get to know somebody. I've had friends and family members whom I've talked to 1 week and then the next week they're just gone. It's like, that's crazy. I just spoke to them like a week ago. Like, what the? It's crazy. But regardless, just from me and mine to all of you, do know I love you all, especially those who listen to the show. And, you know, if you're all having a bad day, like, and I know I'm kind of ripping from Purnell of Rhythm Pixels and Remember, but, like, you know, I have no problem talking to anyone. Like, message me on Discord or email me or Facebook or Twitter, anything. Like, if you need someone to talk to and you have no one, I will talk to you. I know what it's like to be lonely and not have anyone to talk to. You know, and like I said, all I'm saying is, if you have a loved one or family member you have not spoke to in a while, go let them know you love them. If you haven't told your wife you love them today, go tell them that you love her. Same thing for your husband, partner, spouse, whatever. If you did tell them that you love them, today, go tell them that you love them again. You know, shower them with kisses. You know, hug your kids. I don't care how much they do that thing, depending on what the age is. Like, ah, dad, mom, stop. You're hugging me. Just, you're embarrassing. I don't care. Go do it. Okay? Hug your loved ones. Let them know that you, let them know that they are loved and you love them. So, sorry for being such a downer. Either way, just everyone have a good night. Best of wishes. Happy Memorial Day. Peace out.
Far off place, we will hear. swift as a coursing river. With all the force of a great typhoon.